Tantor Audio presents Breaking the Silence by Diane Chamberlain. Narrated by Justine Eyre. 1. The phone rang a few minutes after 11 on Christmas night. Laura was at her computer in the study, as usual, but she quickly reached for the receiver. She knew who was calling. "He's asking for you," the nurse said. "I think you'd better hurry." "I'll be right there." She ran through the living room, past the darkened Christmas tree, and up the stairs to the second floor of the townhouse. Although she tried to be quiet, the bedroom door squeaked as she opened it, and Ray lifted his head from the pillow. He was never an easy sleeper. "The hospital called," she said, slipping off her robe and pulling a pair of jeans from her dresser drawer. "I have to go." Ray sat up and switched on his bedside light.
"Is he?"
He didn't finish the sentence as he reached for his glasses on the night table. He looked dazed, blinking against the intrusion of light in the room. "He's still alive," she said, "but I think this is it." She heard the lack of emotion in her voice as the calm and collected scientist in her took over.
"I'll come with you," Ray said, throwing off the covers. "I'll get Emma up and she and I can wait and..."
"No." She pulled her sweater over her head, then leaned over to kiss him. "You and Emma stay here. No sense waking her up. Besides, I need to get there quickly."
"All right."
Ray smoothed his hands over his thinning brown hair.
"But call if you change your mind and want us to come."
He looked like an oversized little boy sitting on the edge of the bed in his striped pajamas, and Laura felt a quick surge of love for him. "I will," she said, giving him a hug. "Thanks." Outside, the air was still and cold.